News Talk 1620 WTAW on the news. We reported about the senior at A&M Consolidated High School winning a $100,000 scholarship through the Siemens Foundation competition in math, science, and technology. Kenson Shi is back from his trip to Washington, D.C. Had an opportunity to visit with him this afternoon about his trip and about the award and what lies ahead.
I really got into computer science in high school, I think, when I started doing computer science competitions, and I found I was really good at it, and they were very fun and interesting to me. I liked solving the problems and seeing how I did.
I had a chance to read what was on the Siemens Foundation website, particularly about your project. And if you could translate for me, what does it mean, lazy toggle PRM, a single query approach to motion planning? What's that all about?
Mm-hmm. So for the Siemens competition, I created a new and more efficient robotics navigation algorithm that can plan safe paths for robots.
Which means what to somebody like me? I can turn on the computer and I can log on to the internet.
Actually, virtually all robots have to move around without colliding with surrounding objects as part of their function. And they can therefore benefit from my new development, which creates a safe path for robots.
And in a practical application?
We could use these algorithms in, for example, driverless cars, and also perhaps in robotic medical surgery, in military operations, also in assembly lines and search and rescue missions, disaster relief, etc. Virtually all robots can benefit from my algorithm.
If you could relive for me a little bit your experience in Washington, walk me through the process of what your life was like the last few days.
Well, the trip to Washington was really fun for me. It wasn't all competition as one might expect. We actually had a student social one night, and I got to meet my competitors, and we had a lot of fun together.
And how important is that to you, not only socially, but looking ahead professionally?
I really enjoyed the experience, especially meeting the really smart people and looking at their projects. It really opened my mind and broadened my view of science.
I was also looking at a story that was on the College Station School District website about the other things that you're involved with, for instance, how accomplished you are as a pianist, and then looking at the video, I don't know if you saw what Siemens did in the little, it was about a minute and a half video that they put on the Siemens Foundation website, but they had you solving a Rubik's Cube puzzle.
Yeah.
How does that help you, give you some sort of balance to your life in all these areas?
Yeah, so I really enjoy piano, and I also swim. And I feel like these activities allow me to relax, and especially piano helps me express my emotions. And I really enjoy using those to balance out my activities and give me breaks sometimes when I need a rest from doing schoolwork or research.
So what happens from here as you're approaching your last semester at Consolidated?
Well, I would definitely like to continue doing research at the Parasol Laboratory at Texas A&M University, which is where I conducted the research for the Siemens competition. And after high school, I would like to go to college and major in computer science and also continue doing scientific research, as it's very exciting to me.
Have you declared or decided where you're headed for college?
I have not yet, because I'm still in the application process.
What do you see at this point are the things that are going to be major factors in your decision?
Well, possibly the quality of the school, but I think more importantly is the peer group at the school, because I really believe that having a good group of friends and peers can really affect one's development.
What are the qualities that your teachers have given you in your development as a student that you would like to pass on since you want to become a professor?
Well, I really think that a good quality of teachers is letting students pursue what they would like to and providing them with the resources necessary to do so. For example, I have a research class at the high school, and I essentially get that period sort of as an off period so I can travel to A&M and do research in the lab if necessary. So I think that was a really good addition to my schedule because it gave me the time and resources necessary to do my work.
Is there anything else that I have missed that you would like to share with listeners about your work in school?
Well, I guess I would like to thank my mentor, Dr. Nancy Amato, and also a PhD student at A&M, Jory Denny, both my mentors who have been absolutely invaluable to my research experience.
And I brought this up a second ago, but I'm guessing these are a couple of people that you will remember as you become a professor, as that is one of your goals.
Yeah, I really think they are great, great people and good at explaining things in different ways to different people. And I think that's one of the qualities of a great teacher.
That's Kenton Shee, a senior at A&M Consolidated High School, who this week earned a $100,000 scholarship, winning first place at the Siemens Competition in Math, Science, and Technology in Washington, D.C. More information is online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.